This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders continues a four-day swing through Wisconsin today with stops in the northern half of the state. The independent, who caucuses with Democrats, remains a supporter of incumbent Joe Biden in this year's presidential election. But Sanders told a roundtable Thursday at a Milwaukee Union Hall that he understands some voters, especially younger people, aren't enthusiastic about Biden or expected GOP nominee Donald Trump.
But what I'm asking here is for a level of, I don't know if maturity is the right word, but of understanding that if you're not voting for Biden, especially in a state like Wisconsin, where the results will be very close, in a certain sense, you are voting for Trump.
Sanders says Trump is worse than Biden on several issues, including on the Hamas-Israel conflict. The Vermont lawmaker says he doesn't like Biden's backing of military aid for Israel, but contends Trump is an even bigger supporter of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Sanders also says Biden is better on women's rights, health care, Social Security, climate change, and financial help for students. Barbara Miner is one of the people who asked Sanders a question. She says she liked his answer about engaging younger voters and says she's doing the same by making art stickers about the importance of voting.
You gotta kind of meet young people where they're at, and they don't read newspaper columns too much.
Joanne Rucker asked about preserving Social Security and likes that Sanders and Biden talk about raising the amount of money people can make before they stop paying into the retirement and disability benefits program. While a Marquette University poll released this week suggested Trump voters have more enthusiasm than Biden backers, Rucker says she's ready to be active for the Democrat.
Oh, yes. Yes. Very active, I'm sure. Doing signs, getting on the phones, writing postcards. Yep.
Rucker may need to work hard. The Marquette poll also showed Biden ahead of Trump by only 2 percentage points among likely Wisconsin voters and tied with the Republican among registered voters. The Wisconsin GOP says with high costs under Biden plaguing the economy, the last person Wisconsinites want to hear from is tax and spend socialist Bernie Sanders. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.